Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning, and welcome to another edition of the Gardener's Bench on Saturday morning. Steve is not with us today. I brought my lovely wife with me. She's sitting right across from me. Say hello.
Good morning.
She is. It is a beautiful morning. I'm just looking outside. I always make Matt and them open the blinds here so we can see outside and see the weather, because that's what half my life's about anyway, it seems like. But there's a beautiful blue sky outside today. The sun was almost blinding coming in here, coming down, was that White Street right there at the White Home? Couldn't see, really, so...
It was. I was careful coming up that road, mostly because I would never want to hit a squirrel. But
oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah, my wife didn't. She didn't want to do that.
No, but it is a perfect fall day that we've been praying for throughout the end of the summer and through all the things that North Carolina and South Carolina and Florida and Virginia have all been through. It's nice to see a beautiful day out there for us to enjoy.
It is. It's crisp this morning. It's 45 degrees, so that's you need a jacket or a sweatshirt or something on this morning. But good thing about that, it's going to be 75 degrees later today. So the temperature's kind of shifted, so we're done with the 90s, looks like. We're headed on into fall. Next week highs, I think Tuesday's only going to be in the 60s, so that's pretty chilly. I know yesterday morning it was in the 40s also, and that's been, I guess, since March, since we've had temperatures down in the 40s. So. But no chance of rain for about 10 days, which is in my business, where everybody's buying seed and fertilizer and all that good stuff. So hopefully you have irrigation or a way to water your yard to get some of that seed going. We've been selling a lot of seed. Every store's been busy this week. So hopefully... we do have some rain coming in the future. I know the poor mountains, they still don't need any up there, trying to work through what all they're working out. In Florida, I just heard on the way here that last hurricane, Milton, I think was his name, spawned 126 separate tornadoes, which was the second largest ever in Florida history for a hurricane coming out. Hurricanes usually spawn tornadoes all over the place, but evidently a lot of the damage came from the tornadoes more than the hurricane. The surge wasn't as bad, but there was all kind of
not good.
All kind of stuff. So, and a crazy fact I also heard coming in the work today: hurricane season, I thought, ended in October. Actually, goes all the way to November 30th, which is, I never knew it went that long. I don't remember a hurricane in November, but do you?
I have not put enough thought into it to wonder about such a thing.
My wife's from Oregon, so they didn't have hurricanes, but they have typhoons come in every now and then, which is on the other side of the country. But
I do not remember typhoons. There's always, there was like 39 different levels of rain.
Yeah.
So, today would be a likelihood of rain, even though there's no clouds, and it will probably rain in Oregon today.
Yeah, it could.
I read my
But home. Never rains at Autzen Stadium.
It does not. It is not going to rain at Autzen Stadium.
Home of the Oregon Ducks, and we both have our Oregon shirts on today. There's a big game. I don't know if you're aware of what's going on today, but number 2 Ohio State is at number 3 Oregon, which is going to be a big game today. Now, Ohio State's used to playing in front of 100,000 people or more. And it's pretty good noise in there. Now, Oregon has about 55,000 in their stadium. Stadium's kind of jammed closer, and I don't think they haven't heard noise like this before.
Well, I think the difference is in the kind of noise.
Yeah.
Because the Oregon Ducks do the oh, and it's very loud, and the student sections.
They hold their hands up and make an oh like this.
They do. That was so good, Dave.
The visual. And the duck comes in on his motorcycle.
He does.
It's a good game. It'll be a good game tonight. If you've never seen Oregon play, they're actually playing. It comes on at 7:30. So the problem with following Oregon sometimes is they come on at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. And
past my
bedtime. Most people aren't staying up that long. So we had a busy week at Carolina Fresh. Like I said, there's lots of people buying seed and fertilizer. But also, if you have a warm season grass, Bermuda or Zoysia, you need to be thinking about putting your pre-emergent down, which is your first application in the fall. It prevents winter weeds from coming up in January and February, so you need to get that out. If you've had a lot of weeds in your yard and you're tired of it, you can also do one in January and then again in March. So you'll be doing one now, January and March, and that should help you with a lot of your weeds in your yard. Since we're not having a lot of rain, that could help with people having not as many weeds.
Well, and while the weather's good, it's a good time to make your decisions about your winter garden, what actually grows vegetable-wise.
Yeah.
And what, you know, and for me, last year I didn't put in any bulbs, and I reaped the zero benefits of that in the spring when I had no delicious flowers or daffodils or anything. And we would be rectifying that. I don't know if I mentioned that to you or not.
I did see an email about that come in.
Three texts.
Email, text, conversation. Yeah, we're trying to get our garden moving toward winter. I still have two tomato plants and one pepper plant I kept up for a little while, still trying to get some tomatoes. And we actually had some the other day. My little granddaughter went out there with me, and we found some tomatoes there and brought them in.
There were four.
Almost big enough to make one sandwich if you put all the tomatoes together.
She was very proud of those four tomatoes.
She was. So. All right. You want to do a dad joke heading into break?
Oh, I sure do.
Yeah.
I got some gardening jokes. So a friend dug a hole in the garden and filled it with water. I think he meant well. Oh.
Oh, all right. We'll be right back with another section of the Gardener's Bits. Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that birds have a high metabolism and they eat even more food during cooler months than at any other time of the year to produce more body heat? Don't leave them out in the cold with an empty feeder. Come visit us and we'll help you fill it with seed that has higher fat content to give your birds more energy and adequate nutrition all season long. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
I'm Benny Etter. There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Are you reeling in the yeast? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up your teas? Have you had enough of mine?
And we're back to the gardener's bench, rocking and rolling as usual. Matt over there spinning the tunes and telling me when to talk, telling me when to stop, not telling me what to say. That's still a good thing, though.
He told you what not to say.
And my wife here for that today, so you can tell me. So you were talking about gardening in the winter. What are you? I know you've been doing some research on here. I'm very proud of my wife for.
Well, if it's on the internet, it must be true.
Yeah, you've been getting it from YouTube.
Yes, because
YouTube's.
That's our big debate this weekend was I've heard there are other flowers besides pansies to plant, and he is saying absolutely there is no such thing. But I am going in search of winter plants, so I'll be...
I'm a big pansy. I mean, I'm a big pansy fan, I guess.
Yeah, I think I'm the pansy fan. Sorry, but no, I'm going to allot you the front if that's what you want. But The back. That's right.
And then around my putting green.
I want to try some new flowers that you can get pops of color in the front. We got that cute little front porch.
Pansies are a great thing to put in. They live all winter. They look really good. They survive the cold. Around this area of the country, we don't get too cold. It'll get cold, it'll rain, it'll get warm again, and come back and forth, zigzag all through the winter. We have 60-degree days here and there, which is awesome. If you're new to this area, you'll appreciate that. I ran into some more people from Buffalo the other day, so there's more people always coming down here, which I get. I mean, I can't blame them. I mean, I would think it'd be like getting a get-out-of-jail-free thing. Like, man, I could have done this all these years. I just like... But when you grow up, you only know what you know. So, and you got family. You can't just leave your family to. I guess you can.
That's true. And apparently, they leave all their slices up there, and their delis, and their butchers.
Yeah, we've got that down here now too. Thank you for that.
Yeah, we
give me a bologna sandwich. Yeah, that's great.
fried bologna.
We like it fried down here, so we like it cut thicker, so it'll be good. So
we take our deli meat and we fry it.
Duke's mayonnaise on it. No, so we're going to do some pansies. I did actually replace one little pot out front, put some snapdragons as a one
snapdragons flower were something that you mentioned can use. In the article.
And I love the little ornamental cabbages and
I do not.
Kale. They look like the big, just a big head of cabbage, but they have different colors, purple looking, stuff like that. So I'm talking about, so what about in our garden? Now, I've already planted broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
What other things have you researched for that?
It's my understanding kale, Brussels sprouts.
Mm-hmm.
I made a whole list.
Lettuce?
I sent you the list. Where's?
Hang on a second. List?
I don't think there's any. There's greens, but I don't think there's any lettuces. But I definitely want to have a little bit of winter garden. I enjoy that kind of thing. Last year we got a bunch of stuff out of
there. Yeah, we had some good broccoli. And Brussels sprouts really turned out good, and I thought they weren't doing anything. Looked like they just had one at the top, but if you let them grow and they get like they're supposed to, they grow all down the stem. They come out all like there's like 50 on one stem.
We did not know.
Hey, there's one there.
I apparently didn't read deep enough in the article. I'm bad about reading the first three things and then I forget all the other stuff and it didn't tell you.
Well, I guess we're not very smart. Maybe shouldn't
we're
be.
We're not clever people. We're just smart enough.
We're so smart that we had two lime trees and it took like 3 years for us to figure out that they're actually key limes. We're like, these things aren't getting big. What's wrong with these limes? Like
failure to thrive.
They look like the size of a 50-cent piece, which... people don't even know what that is anymore, a 50-cent piece. But
worse, it took us 5 years to figure out you have to have at least two lime trees. So the one lime tree, poor Tonic, he did not do well until we got Jen. And then
he's been much happier since then.
So happy.
Yeah. Well, it's fun to try to grow stuff like that. But the only problem with like a fruit tree or something like that in the winter, it's really too cold for them. And a lot of people put them in big pots and roll them in and out of the garage, or if you have a sunny place, you can put them warm. I carry these lime trees in and out of the house like little babies. I set them in our white horse booth.
Yes.
And they still get sun there. So.
And then we have to prevent the cats from visiting them.
Yeah, the cats do. We have litter box, but they may visit them too. So.
No. That's...
So also, my wife, after we leave here today, she's going to visit the farmer's market. So I want to remind everybody about that. That's still going on. Going on all year, and I wish I had said more about it each week. I keep forgetting about it, but it's down at Fountain Park.
Well, the weather has affected them multiple times this year. So, anything we can do to support our local farmers and craft people and everything is it's, and it's such a great location right there at Fountain Park, so pretty and easy to get around and easy to park. And so
it's more than just fruits and vegetables too. You can get a nice little breakfast down there.
Yep.
You can get
the pickle guy's super good.
They have good crafts and stuff down there. So can't believe I'm saying this, but the holidays are upon us, which this whole season just flies by. I guess I'm like the old grumpy dad. Oh, Christmas is coming. Oh, but my birthday's Christmas Eve, so I should be more excited about it. But I guess I see money going out just.
Oh, it's going out.
And I got 3 granddaughters, so that's always a
You just
thing.
Keep working, honey, and don't you don't look back.
Keep on getting some side jobs. All right, we'll go do one more little joke, head it to a break.
All right. Why shouldn't you tell a secret in a garden? Because the potatoes have eyes and the corn have ears.
Good one. All right, we'll be right back with the Gardener's Bench.
I'm as free as a bird now, and this bird you have a chance. Oh.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products: mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
I'm Benny Etter. There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that birds have a high metabolism and they eat even more food during cooler months than at any other time of the year to produce more body heat? Don't leave them out in the cold with an empty feeder. Come visit us and we'll help you fill it with seed that has higher fat content to give your birds more energy and adequate nutrition all season long. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Lock the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. We are here every Saturday morning, 8:30 to 9 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. I do use that WRHI.com app. I listened to the football game last night. We were going to go, Northwestern was at Fort Mill, and we decided, I'm very tired on Fridays usually, but we didn't want to go across the river to see that shellacking. So Northwestern won 65-6, I believe it was. So.
Sorry.
And then I know Rock Hill won, South Point won too, so it was all clean sweep for Rock Hill Schools. Big game next week at District 3 Stadium. Rock Hill plays Northwestern. Should be a good game. Should be a lot of people there. That's a good it's a home game for Northwestern. So I went to the Clover game. There was a lot of people there. It was kind of nice to see that, really.
It was a good game. Yeah. A lot of energy at that game. A lot of energy.
There's so many distractions and things going on now. People don't realize 20, 30 years ago, man, that stadium was packed. Mm-hmm. I had a little argument with a guy from Texas, and he had to tell me how Texas football stadiums are bigger than District 3, and they hold 10,000 people, and blah, blah, blah. So I got an argument. David Hegwood and your brother Tony were standing there, and I was couldn't take the guy talking about it. I said, we can put 10,000 people in that stadium. And I looked, and it is about 8,500 capacity, but there has been 10,000 in there before when Rock Hill played Northwestern in the upper state championship to go to the state. I believe it ended. It was a triple overtime game. So,
take that, Texas.
And I haven't read anywhere where Texas is Football City USA. I mean, I keep looking for those cities, and I don't think they've had like 30 some NFL players come out of one hotbed of football, but that's what we got here. So if you hadn't been out to a high school football game, go, man. It's fun. It's, if you're tired of this college portal and people, NIL and NFL, just people not playing like they should, this is real raw football. And it's
well, even the bands are fun, and the cheerleaders are awesome. Yeah. And the kids get together and dress up in camo or pink or whatever they're going to do. And they're absolutely adorable. And our teenagers put their phone downs and they watch a football game and they socialize. And you know, I work in a high school setting at Applied Technology Center, which serves the three schools here in Rock Hill. And watching them in the last couple of years put their phones down and start socializing with each other, and they look happier than I've seen them in a couple of years.
Yeah, you said that the other day. Did you actually hear a noise, like a buzz, kind of people walking down the hall talking to each other, trying something new?
Hearing laughter and joking with each other. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's always been a great setting. I remember going to high school football games, and those were just some of my better memories growing up.
Yeah, Paige Wofford, we had the Trojan introductions or whatever they do for fall, and he got up there and talked about the whole, it's just an experience for everybody to go. Like you said, the band, the cheerleaders, a lot of hard work goes. ROTC, we heard this, I don't know how many weeks ago that was, this young girl singing the national anthem. I could not believe
it. 8 years old.
Yeah, I could not believe that.
She's a Whitney Houston in the making. That was one of the most moving things that I've seen in a very long time. It was
just real things that are out there, so...
Rock Hill's a magnificent community, and we have tremendous opportunities to get out there and get on that turf in the Carolina Fresh Green Zone.
That's right. So this year we sponsor. We've always sponsored type of football. We had a little sign on the side of the field. And so this year Paige came up with when you get inside the 20-yard line, when you're on offense, it's a red zone. But this year he said, we can call this the Carolina Fresh Green Zone. So the only problem is Northwestern, they play so fast, they sometimes not in the 20-yard line that long.
Yeah, Dave prays that they fall over.
I told him, I said, when they get inside the 20, you need to tell them to fall down so we can do some advertising. And so he thought I was being serious at first. He said, we could do it for the other team, too. I'm like, no, I don't want to. I want the other team down there. I want your team down there. So my wife is with me today. Steve Crump is not here. He had surgery yesterday, and my wife reached out to Rhonda on Facebook, and I was going to let her say the little thing that Rhonda told her about it. So
I've known Rhonda 100 years. She's a no-nonsense person. She said it didn't go as well as they'd hoped. They didn't get the answers they wanted. So they are still, but those doctors are determined, bound and determined to get those answers. And I think with all the love and prayers that are going out to Steve, I'm sure they'll get some answers soon, because we're very lucky again. Medical progress is what it is. But unfortunately, did not get the answers they were hoping for. But he's okay at this time. They're just looking for something to give him some relief.
So. Yep. That's good. So keep him in your prayers. It's very frustrating not to know what's going on. So hopefully they will figure that out.
So this joke goes out to him. Did you hear about the gardener who went crazy? He was hearing voices in his shed.
Oh. Perfect for Steve. We'll be right back.
I'm Benny Etter. There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that birds have a high metabolism and they eat even more food during cooler months than at any other time of the year to produce more body heat? Don't leave them out in the cold with an empty feeder. Come visit us and we'll help you fill it with seed that has higher fat content to give your birds more energy and adequate nutrition all season long. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Rock Hill Coca-Cola has supported high school sports for over a century. And at the same time, Coca-Cola has quenched the taste buds of fans throughout York County. Whether you're listening on the radio or attending a game in person, grab an ice cold Coca-Cola today and enjoy.
And it is going to be a lovely day out there. So come see us at Carolina Fresh. We're open today. We've opened at 8 o'clock this morning till 2 o'clock. A lot of fine young men there to help you load your goods into the your car or truck. The show is being cut short by a minute by Clemson Tiger football again.
Let it go, Dave. Let it
go. So if Clemson play a little better, you wouldn't have to play at 12 o'clock. How about that? Oh, that's a good one.
That's a shot
bomb.
Across the bow.
A shot.
From the Tar Heel guy.
Only get 30 minutes. Come on, man. You're making this the shortest gardener show in the South Carolina.
Well, then I want to go ahead and put out my plea. I want to plant garlic this year so that I have it next summer. And I think you need some specialized garlic things, too. You can't just go buy the one in the grocery store and throw those in the ground.
That's right.
So
garlic and onion.
Since that was on your to-do list, ask Brenda about
it
the
is
garlics.
A bulb.
It did not occur. So, Brenda, if you're out there, Mama's looking for some garlic to put in the ground. Mm. Also, follow the instructions. I did it wrong the very first time I ever did it. Again, got to read all seven of the lines.
Read everything.
Yes, please.
Read it all the way through the end. So, keep your prayers up for Steve. Hopefully, he'll be here next week. If not, I'll round up another guest to come with me. Enjoy the weather out there today. It's awesome. Beautiful day. Get out there. Leaves are going to start falling, so enjoy your time in the yard before that happens. Get out and throw a football today with your kids or your grandkids. We're going to a five-year-old twin's birthday party later today.
Uh-oh. Well, let me get my last joke in there. I used to be terrified of gardening, and then I grew a pear.
Boom. We'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscape,
South Carolina's most honored radio station. News Talk 100.1 WRHI.